Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of Boston's greatest modern writers won't be at the festival. He's dead. George V. Higgins is perhaps better appreciated by outside critics than most Bostonians. Higgins wrote as a columnist for both the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald and brought a sense of place to the dialogue of his characters. WBUR's David Boeri has this profile.
As a writer, George V. Higgins had a leg-breaker's ability to grab you hard and pull you into an alley. A Boston alley, because none of his 26 novels transpired more than an hour or two outside the city. He was all business. His writing was lean. He knew the place. And he knew how to tell a story. Here's the first line of his first novel, The Friends of Eddie Coyle.
Jackie Brown, at 26, with no expression on his face, said that he could get some guns.
With that, George Higgins puts you smack up against the unfolding story of his most famous creation. Eddie Coyle, an aging street criminal, a hood, a ham and egger running guns to some of his pals who rob banks. Coyle and his fictional friends were the underclass of the underclass, and Higgins had imbibed and inhabited their world as a state and federal prosecutor of organized crime, and then as a criminal defense attorney on the flip side.
He knew the mean streets. He knew the highfalutin types as well. He knew the accents. He's known for his dialogue. I mean, no one can touch him for dialogue.
Boston Globe columnist Sam Alice vividly recalls some of the scenes in the book that would also repeat themselves in the acclaimed movie of the same name. Listen to Eddie Coyle showing the four extra knuckles on his left hand to gun dealer Jackie Brown the first time they meet.
Know how I got those? I bought some stuff from a man that I had his name, and it got traced. And the man I bought it for, he went to MCI Walpole for 15 to 25. Still in there, but he had some friends. Shut my hand in a drawer. Then one of them stomped the drawer shut. Ever hear bones breaking? Just like a man snapping a shingle. Hurts like a bastard.
Long before The Sopranos and before Tarantino, George V. Higgins was giving unique natural voice to hoods and their wives and even low-level defense attorneys chasing their next case while the creditors chase them. When Elmore Leonard called The Friends of Eddie Coyle the best crime novel ever written, he couldn't have known that George Higgins hated being called a crime writer.
He saw himself as more of a Charles Dickens of crime in Boston than just a crime writer. He just understood the human condition, and he understood that it was most vivid in language and in actions among lowlifes.
In the 60s and 70s, reporter James Longwood delved into the same world of crime and deceit as Higgins did. Life magazine dubbed Boston the murder capital of America. Cops grew up with robbers, and both were on the take. Higgins draws it hard as diamonds.
I can't think of a greater Boston writer, actually. Higgins created his own genre and was the master of it.
For all of the fiction, Higgins and Coyle, real and artificial, shared the same world. Higgins trafficked with the real-life Eddie Coyles. As a prosecutor, Higgins listened on wiretaps as they plotted. He interrogated them, cut deals with them, heard them sing for their supper. Then as a defense attorney, he heard all their excuses. Then at their sentencing, what Higgins called toothbrush day, he heard them plead with the judge. In one of his novels, an old career burglar tries to win a judge's sympathy.
Harry resettled his thin shoulders inside the seedy blue suit that he keeps for such charades, along with the white broadcloth shirt with the 16-inch collar that looks like a drape around his 15-inch neck. Makes them think that you've been sick, and they feel sorry for you. Curly pulled it when they let him out of Danbury. Got himself a pardon from President Truman, the old bastard. Works every time.
Higgins had an understanding for human failings. It was made keener by his own sense of failings, say the friends of George Higgins. One of them was Jimmy Southwood.
Betrayal was the main theme in all of George's works.
In that novel, The Friends of Eddie Coyle, Eddie gives up the gun dealer Jackie Brown to a federal agent in order to stay out of prison, only to find out the agent wants more. Now Eddie breaks the code and gives up his friends, the bank robbers. Eddie looks like the rat, yet the feds do nothing to protect him. His best friend Dylan gets the mob contract to kill him. And as it turns out, Dylan was the real rat, a government informant working both sides of the street. Close friend Michael Mohn witnessed the commercial breakthrough of the Friends of Eddie Coyle.
You know, at the end of the day, that's what Eddie Coyle is about. Everybody betrays everybody in the course of the book.
And including the prosecution betraying the informants.
They betray the informants. Dylan betrays Coyle when he knows, in fact, he is the source, you know, for what the prosecutors have.
In the last act of the novel that was George Higgins' opening act as a writer, Eddie's executioner and best friend takes him to a Bruins game in the old garden. Drunk on cheap beer in the nosebleed section, Eddie revels in Bruins star Bobby Orr. Christ, number four, Bobby Orr. What a future he's got. 2 pages later, Eddie's future ends. 3 miles north on a road off Route 91, in a car with an emptied revolver.
He established himself with one book as a major writer, and he could always sell his next book.
With a stunning emancipation of this first success, Higgins dumped 17 previously unpublished ones in the town landfill as trash, then went on to write and publish 25 more. He was the toast of the town, a character playing George Higgins, trench-coated, heavy smoking, heavy drinking, a brilliant but wet conversationalist, and Lockober regular. Like Eddie Coyle, George V. Higgins died of his own failings, just short of 60, 10 years ago this November. About Boston, he'd seen it all, heard it all, and told its stories. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.